Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Friday, November 25th, 2016. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. So I got stocks in the news, more election recount transition stuff, Black Friday stuff. So let's start with stocks. Today was a short day. Friday after Thanksgiving is a half day in the market, closed 1 o'clock Eastern. That's 10 o'clock here on the West Coast. So by the time I get up and get going and have a cup of coffee, it's about over, right? And it was up kind of all day today. So that's the way it's been going. For the week, the S&P, the Dow, and the NASDAQ were up about 1.5%. The small caps, Russell 2000, up 2.4%, is now on a 15-day, 16% rally. That's a nice run, huh? So remember, on election night, the market futures were just tanking, right? It was everybody thought Hillary's going to win. And when things turned around, it looked like Trump was going to win. Well, the market sold off, or the futures sold off. And S&P 500 futures were down 5%. But in the morning, when Trump did win and everything was back to, well, at least I guess the news had settled in, the market had turned around. It's been rallying ever since, right? A couple down days for the major indices. But the small caps, they've been up every day. 15 days now. That's pretty good. Pretty good. They also say, the day after Thanksgiving's always up. It's supposed to be a positive day in the market, but I've noticed that's not the case. Whenever they say always, that usually means it's not always the case. Or whenever a trend, somebody recognizes a trend, that's usually the end of the trend, right? But it worked this year. I think sometimes what happens is people try to front run that trend, right? You know it's coming, so you want to get in first, be the first in. So, J&J is looking to buy a Swiss drug maker, Actelion. Not sure how to pronounce it. Let's just go with that, for $20 billion. That's good. I own J&J, so I like it when I see a company that is expanding their business, trying to grow, as opposed to just return it all to shareholders via dividends. I mean, I like that too, but I'd rather see them try to, you know, make that business grow, especially when a company doesn't have big growth rates. Sometimes if you can't R&D it, you got to expand and acquire other companies, right? Airbnb, they're looking to acquire a Chinese rival called Xiaozhu. I think that's how you pronounce that. Now, we'll basically give them a toehold into China, expand their user base, and that's a home sharing site, right? Airbnb, I've never actually used it. So let's talk a little bit about Black Friday. I did not go out this year. I did buy a few things online, but I couldn't get that fired up. How did you do? Did you do better? There's no way I'm going to go near a mall. Although they say the mall traffic's down a little bit. So, but they said they're supposed to make about $3 billion online this year, which would be bigger than any other Black Friday so far. And so pretty amazing numbers. But yeah, I did buy a few things online, but I have enough tablets. And, you know, when you go online, I wasn't buying stuff for me, right? And I don't know, I just couldn't get fired up to look for stuff and shop for stuff. I was on Amazon and Slick Deals, and I don't know, they had, you know, hard disks and storage and this kind of tablet, that kind of tablet. I did look at the Paperwhite. I thought about the Paperwhite, the Kindle, because when I'm on any of my other devices, I'm too distracted by text messages and news and other things going on. So I've been thinking about a Kindle, but I may not read books anyways, so I mean, I struggle with that anyways. I used to like to do that before the internet ruined everything. Anyways, Black Friday. Well, you know who else is participating in Black Friday? Donald J. Trump. He's got deals on shirts and ornaments. There's an ornament, a Make America Great Hat ornament. You know how much that is? $149. That's right. It'd be kind of cool, right? But you can probably get it cheaper later. That's what I'm thinking. Hillary Clinton also participating. She's got a merchandise store, and it's still up, right? But it's a little more dire. It has last call, stock up with free shipping for Black Friday. So you can get your Hillary gear if you don't already have that. And who knows, maybe that's not over yet, right? Get more to that in a second. Black Friday, hey, you know who else is participating in Black Friday? Marijuana stores, except, of course, they're calling it Green Friday. So they're offering discount sales and other incentives to bring in the marijuana buyers. There you go. We legalized it here in California, but I think it's going to be a while because everybody's got to get licensed and do this and that. And so I don't think it'll be till middle of next year before you can actually you know, go to a store and buy it if you're not a medical marijuana user. Jill Stein, so you heard about this recount effort that's being launched in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. By the way, Michigan was just called for Trump yesterday. All the votes are in. By 10,000 or so. But anyways, yeah, so Jill Stein for some reason is leading it. Now, Jill Stein said she would not vote for Hillary and supported Trump over Hillary, but now that Trump won, well, so I kind of wonder what's going on. The other day I heard that she'd raised over $2 million. Now I hear it's over $7 million. And they say, well, if we raise more than what's needed, the surplus will also go towards election integrity efforts and to promote voter system reform. I kind of think this is wealth redistribution, right? This is all about the money. So I think people are going to get paid with this. Lawyers, whoever, right? Because I don't think the election recount's going to do anything. So it's kind of silly to me, but I think it's all about the money. And, of course, this is giving all these protesters hope, right? Hope that Trump won't be president. But guess what? He's going to be president. But anyways, Jill Stein, right? Low Energy Jeb is in the news today. He says there's no room in our tent for despicable bigotries like racism, misogyny, or anti-Semitism. Let's not focus on angst, grievance, and division over race, class, or gender. Our party must be big-hearted, creative, and opportunistic. So that's Jeb. He had an article today in the Wall Street Journal. Low Energy Jeb. When did he find the time to do that? So anyways, that's what's kind of in the news today. Kind of funny how, you know, Trump's transition process continues, and he promised to drain the swamp, but there's a lot of folks that are, I don't know, same old faces, right? There's some new ones. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what happens with the Secretary of State position, because that's the big one. That's the big prize. And, you know, Mitt Romney, Rudy Giuliani. I think, you know, you want a really strong person in that. I don't have a problem with Mitt Romney. I actually liked him last election season, but I didn't like what he did during the election this year and, you know, bad-mouthing Trump and saying don't vote for him to me. I thought that was kind of petty. Now, a lot of folks felt that way. The Bush family felt that way, too. It's kind of funny, right? Trump not only got rid of the Clintons, he got rid of the Bushes, but Bush seems to be circling back around and wanting to work on party unity, and maybe pointing Romney to the Secretary of State position would be a party unity moment. But I don't think the people that voted for Trump kind of want that. I mean, I think they were looking to drain the swamp, right? They want to change. They want something different. And he's been walking back a lot of his campaign rhetoric that he made during the primaries and during against Hillary. He's walked back all kinds of things. So you actually wonder how much he's going to do. Tax cuts, probably, right? Maybe sign some pipeline deals. You know, Keystone Pipeline, that sort of thing. But overall, I don't know. Is it just going to be lots of deficit spending, right? So, you know, you get back to the economy and how much the stock market's gone up and how much GDP might get revved up with what looks like a lot of deficit spending, right? I mean, there's no talk about budgetary reining in the deficit and getting rid of the national debt. And that's what shows you that the Republicans, Democrats, you know, they're closer together than you think. The only time they're not close is during the election when they, you know, one side calls the other side Hitler. But other than that, they're kind of the same thing. So we might get some tax cuts, right? And but other than that, I don't know, probably business as usual. And Supreme Court, conservative Supreme Court justices, maybe some of that. So that could mean some changes to, you know, voter ID laws and that kind of stuff. No changes to gun control or none of that. But anyways, well, hey, it's Friday. There's still some hours here on the West Coast. Actually, it's still time out there on the East Coast as well. So I hope you don't have too much bad weather. It's easy to go shopping. There's not too many crowds. You can get what you want. They got plenty of supply. So I hope you're having a great one. And the music in the background is from Podsafe Music at musicalley.com. This is Kids of 88 with Just a Little Bit. See ya.